Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. That's right. Hey, I hope you all had a great Happy New Year and enjoyed the weekend. It was all safe out there for the holidays and all that good stuff. And hey, now it's over, so we can just start sliding right into 2018. And hopefully, if you made those resolutions, you keep them. If you made ones to break, well, hey, that happens too. That's what they're there for. But like I said, hope 2018 is a good year for you all, and you have a good time. We actually went out this weekend. We actually went and saw the Spence Brothers at Foggy Bottom. That was a good time there. Hung with them guys and everything. And, yeah, brought in the new year with some folks there. Good times. Had by haul. And, had just a regular lazy old Monday afterwards. New Year's Day was lazy like the day, like Christmas Day was. So we had good times. Like I said, I hope you had a great Happy New Year. And your new year is starting out right. And you know what? We're going to get on with the show. I got a guest in the house here. Kat Temple is in the house here. And she's got some info on from the library. Huh?
Yes, going I on. Do.
Well, take it away, Kat.
Okay. Well, first of all, the staff at the Checo Library just wants to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And we wanted to start the new year off with some good news. We wanted to announce to the community that we are back to being open on Mondays. We have a new schedule for everybody now. If you come to the library and look at our hours sign, you'll see that starting this week, we are now open from Mondays from 10 to 6, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 7, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 6. So we've got some more hours for everybody, and hopefully that's good news to everyone around here. And also, we're starting in January. We wanted to let everybody know that we have open enrollment for some computer classes that we're launching in February. These are computer classes geared toward adults who are looking to learn foundational computer skills. So if you have no or little experience with using a computer, these are the courses for you. We're doing two rounds of classes. They're one-hour sessions. They take place over the course of 3 days. The first round of classes is February 6th, 7th, and 8th. They all begin at 9 a.m. And the second round is February 20th, 21st, and 22nd, also beginning at 9 a.m., and this is just foundational basic skills. If you need confidence learning how to use the mouse, finding and saving files, finding programs on your computer, we're also delving into basic searching for information on Google, as well as tips for basic online safety. So if you've never had reason to, or you're looking to get in there and learn how to use a computer and get really confident with that, we hope you'll think about signing up for these. Registration is required for these classes. You have to call the library or come in to sign up. And you can call us at 541-469-7738 to get your name on the list. I really recommend not waiting. We've done this in past years. They've filled up very fast. And as far as other programs are concerned, we also have some children's programming happening. Storytime is back with Miss Linda. Her theme for this month is Sounds of Our World. These are geared towards preschoolers and toddlers. They take place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. And they usually read some stories, do some crafts. And also, Miss Linda also wanted to let everybody know that with school back in session, she's also offering after-school homework help for kids who are in elementary and middle school. And anybody who needs help with homework can come to Miss Linda after school Tuesday through Friday. It's a first-come, first-served basis, but if you need some homework help, she's there to help people out. And as well for teens, we've got a writer's group that meets every first and third Friday of the month from 5 to 6 p.m. in the library annex. So if you want to get out there and share some writing with some of your peers, that's there for you too. And that's what we've got going on for the first part of January. We also have a display in the lobby right now. Diane Cavanis is in there with a presentation on earthquake preparedness. That's an important topic for everybody around here. That's something that we always have to be prepared for. Diane Cavanis is a great teacher. She was my science teacher in middle school, and she always has a fun and engaging way of getting people to learn more about those topics. So that's on display in the lobby.
Sweet. Well, thank you. That was the lovely and talented Kat Temple, the voice of the library this week. All right. Hey, that was some good info, and lots of stuff going on at the library here this month. I've got several things that you didn't even touch bases on that I got going on the rest of the month, so that'll be great.
Mm-hmm. That's
give me some info for my
month.
Show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Kat. Appreciate it. Glad you came in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Hey, well, we got the music coming up here for the lineup. Let's go with the Checo Brewing coming up on the 4th. They got Frankie C. On the 5th, we got Tom Sheets. On the 6th, Lon Goddard. All right. That takes care of this weekend. Rivers Inn Sports Bar, you know, I mean, they got something going on every day of the week. I haven't got a lineup for them on the music, so if you can give them a call, that would be great if they have some music going on. Let's see, the 101 Bar and Grill. Yeah, pretty much the same there. They got Ladies Night and Karaoke on Thursday. Wait, Thursday night is Ladies Night, DJ and Ladies Night, if you're feeling right. That's right. Sorry, I don't have my notes on these places in front of me. That's where I got messed up. I forgot that part. But hey, I'll have it next week and give you the lineup on their stuff. But let's see, Seaquake Brewing, they got on the 13th. James F. and the Blackbirds are coming there. Down in beautiful CC by the Sea, right around the corner from Seaquake, we got the Inateca. On the 12th, they got Frankie C. And on the 20th, they got the Undercovers. Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill, you can call them for a lineup. Catalyst Seafood, they've got Tom Sheets going on the 5th. And on the 6th, Tony Land. If you're up in Grants Pass area, we got the Laughing Clam, where they have on the 5th, Starvation Heights. On the 6th, Mercy Duo. On the 12th, Sonido Alegre. And on the 13th, Mike Bronze. And that's what's happening at the Laughing Clam. Vista Pub coming up here. We've got on the 5th, Lon Goddard. On the 12th, Burning Guitars. On the 19th, the Groove Birds. And on the 26th, Tom Sheet. Individual artists out there, Rap Brush. He will be doing, let me see, the Checo Brewery on the 5th, the Coon Tie on the 9th, and then Checo Brewery the 12th, and the 16th, the Coon Tie. All right, that's from 6 to 8 there at the Coon Tie. Frankie C., he is at the Checo Brewery, and I'm, let's see, on the 4th and the 18th, and then on Mondays, he's at the Coon Tie, and then on the 6th and the 20th, he'll be at the Coon Tie as well. All right, let me see. And then we got Steve Harrington on the 3rd. He'll be at Coon Tie. And then Fridays, he's at the Coon Tie. All right, that's some individual lineups, some music out there going on. Let me see. Like I said, next week I'll have my paper with me. I kind of came a little prepared this morning for some reason. I thought I had it all together and forgot about that part. When I have the little sheet there, it tells me the regular ones like Rivers End, weekly schedule and everything. So, hey, this one's on me, folks. But, hey, you know. You hear it every week. You should have it memorized better. Come on. All right, here we go. Let's see. We got something coming up here. Del Norte High School is presenting the Legends Never Die. It's a winter dance concert. This is happening on the 19th and the 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Crescent Elk Auditorium. Come see the Del Norte High School dancers perform in their annual winter dance concert. This year, the themes include Under the Sea, Magic, Historical Events, and Legends Never Die, which is a compilation of music written or performed by artists who have passed away. The show has a majority of upbeat dances with fun, flashy costumes and a variety of styles and ability levels. Come support these awesome dance students. Okay, that's Legends Never Die. See 19th, 20th, 7:30 at the Crescent Elk Auditorium. That is $10 for adults, $5 for students, $5 for seniors. Children 6 and 12 or 3 and children 5 and under are free. Pre-sale tickets are available at Del Norte Office Supply. Okay, we got First Fridays coming to beautiful CC by the Sea on January 5th, 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Enjoy a variety of fun activities each month as Crescent City's Downtown Divas welcomes you to First Friday. Discover in-store specials, live music, food vendors, food trucks, writers, book signings, live performance art, dance, and artisans. So come to 3rd Street and explore the area for a fun change of pace. Live from downtown is brought to you by the Downtown Divas. All right. And they do a little rock painting there going on at the Inateca, too, around 7 o'clock, I believe that's happening there as well. All kinds of stuff going down there on First Fridays. All right, coming up on January 14th, the Friends of Music Concert Series presenting Zivian Tompkins Duo with violinist Axel Strauss. It's happening at 3 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church at 102 Park Avenue. Tickets are available at Wright's Custom Framing. For more info, you can call 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. Hey, Misty Mountain Brewing and Tap House is presenting J.R.R. Tolkien's Birthday Celebration. This is happening on January 3rd, so this will be happening on Wednesday night from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come celebrate the creator of Middle-earth and the Misty Mountains with craft ale. It comes in pints. There you go. So that's what's happening there. J.R.R. Tolkien's birthday. All right. Okay, hey, Elk Valley Casino is presenting the Friends of the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, hosted by the Party Girls of Del Norte and Curry County Quarter Craze Benefit Auctions. Wednesday, January 10th, 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Join them in raising funds for the Friends of the USCG Auxiliary to continue their education for water safety and boating, recreational, and the fishing industry. Wear your favorite fishing or nautical attire for a chance at the magic paddle. Ages 18 and over only. There's pulled pork sandwich dinner, including salad, dessert, and a beverage for just $10. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Tickets available online at events.r20.constantcontacts.com. Okay, here we go. Coming up on January 6th, the Del Norte Curry Community Concert Association will feature Two on Tap, 7 p.m. at the Crescent Elk Auditorium. This is at 994 G Street. Single tickets are $20. Children and students are free. Purchase tickets at musicintheredwoods.com or you can call 707-951-3102. Okay, let me see. Oh, yeah, in a couple weeks, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, the Knights of Columbus Breakfast. It's every second Sunday. It'll be happening on January 14th from 8 a.m. to 10:30. We changed the times there at the Star of the Sea Catholic Church. Come for $8, you get biscuits and gravy, sausage, ham, hash browns, scrambled eggs, blueberry pancakes, and yours truly dishes it up for you. That's right. You'll see me there in the morning all bright and cheerful and early. Yeah, there you go. So that's in a couple weeks. So I'll be talking about that again next week. Hey, we got something coming here to town. Vinyl Odyssey Record Crate presents Reverend Horton Heat with Voodoo, Glow Skulls, and Big Sandy. This is happening at the Event Center on the beach on the 21st of this month for 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. An all-age evening with the Reverend Horton Heat, along with his special guest, Voodoo's Glow Skulls plus Big Sandy. Ticket prices are $25 advanced and $30 a door. Limited tickets available. General admission show tickets at www.paypal.com. All right, so the Reverend Horton Heat. Hey, they got creative writing for veterans and their families hosted by the Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness. This is happening Saturday, January 13th at 1 p.m. at the Del Norte Senior Center, 1765 North Crest Drive in beautiful CC by the Sea. Join teaching artist Barbara Genovese for a free-of-charge creative writing circle that will cover topics from short stories to non-dominant handwriting to catharsis. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., January 13th through March 3rd. Registration is required, so you can contact Danaka at 707-464-1336 or go to danaka@harborside.com. Okay, Danaka's Arts for Veterans program is funded in part by the Veterans Initiative in the Arts. Okay, oh hey, excuse me, I've just been handed this important announcement. Thousands of vinyl records were destroyed earlier this week when two large boxes filled with albums from rock and roll of the 60s that included such groups as The Doors, Jimi Hendrix, and The Troggs, fell out of an open door from a cargo plane on its way to England. In a strange twist of events, one of the boxes ended up in the path of a smaller passenger plane that was in the same area but at a lower altitude. Now, it didn't cause any damage to the plane, but all the records were shattered as they went through the plane's prop. It is being noted as a perfect example of what happens when hits hit the fan. In unrelated news, I am the Eggman, I am the Eggman, I am the Walrus, cuckoo ca-choo. Okay, hey, well, we saw Optimus International Benefit Dance is happening at VFW in Crescent City at 810 8th Street on January 12th from 6:30 p.m. to 11 p.m., hosted by and featuring Disturbing the Peace. All right, that's right. And then Pistol River Concert Series is presenting Special Consensus on the 20th at 8 p.m. This is happening at the Pistol River Friendship Hall. They were formed in the Chicago area in 1975. The Special Consensus is a four-person acoustic bluegrass band with a repertoire that features traditional bluegrass standards, original compositions by band members and professional songwriters, and songs from other musical genres performed in the bluegrass format. Okay. Let's see. So this is happening at 8 p.m. on the 20th. Tickets are available for $15 online or at Gold Beach Books. Wright's Custom Framing, or you call 541-247-2848. Let's see. We got Boho Antlers is happening, hosted by One Love Arts and Parties. This is happening on January 5th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 873 2nd Street in Crescent City. Start the new year off with a floral antler painting to complete your boho decor. Everything you need is supplied for only $25. Beer and wine must be purchased through the bar, but you're welcome to bring your own non-alcoholic beverages and snacks. Must be 21 to attend. Or an older. Must be 21 to attend. I guess an older will count too. Yeah, there you go. That's funny. Hey, I don't write them, folks. I just read them. Reservation is required through ticket link. Tickets at squareup.com. Okay, boho antlers. Let's see. They got a juried show reception going on. This is hosted by Danaka. They're busy this month. January 18th from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Del Norte County Probation Department at 458 Street. Join in to honor the visual artists of the 26th juried multimedia show. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres and mingle with featured participating artists. Nancy Bachman, John Barker, Yvonne Covarrubias, Steve Coppin, Susan Fowler, and many more. You can call the office. Oh, including our own Horst Wolf. That's right. Good buddy of mine. Call the office with any questions regarding the artwork at 707-474-1336. Okay, juried show reception. Very cool. Hey, St. Timothy's Episcopal Church on January 5th at 6:15 p.m. Are you new to the community? Interested in the work of St. Timothy's? You're invited to the first Friday of each month to a dinner event. You can call Linda Lee for details at 1-503-309-9083. That's the St. Timothy's Episcopal Church. Let's see. Winter 2018, a bell semester. This is hosted by Harmony and Me, this music lessons and instruction school. January 5th, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For info, you can call 541-661-2532, and tickets are at 1mg1.wsimg.com and info at harmonyandmemusic.com. All right, so that's what's happening there. Whew, whole bunch of stuff sliding right into January. I'm going to tell you, here we go. We got the January 2018 class schedule for the Gypsies. That's right, getting metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies. Coming up on the 7th, they've got Gifts of the Masters. This is from 1 to 4 p.m. You can learn how to use the gifts the Masters have given us to help us move through the challenges that we face every day. Registration is due by the 4th, okay? It's a couple of days to get registered for that. And then on the 13th, they got messages from the Masters again at 6 p.m. Come hear what messages the Masters have for us for the new year. And then on the 15th, they got messages from the Masters at 2 p.m. So that's what's happening with the Ladies at Gypsies. Okay. Oh, hey, yeah. Really cool. The Insider of Southern Oregon is presenting the second annual Coastal Music Awards at the Brookings Elks Lodge. That's where we're going to hold it this year. This is going to be on March 3rd. So we got a couple months here, but I want you to mark your calendars and get everybody excited about it because there's voting going on, so we need you to get on there and vote. Now, this is going to be $10 per person at the door. It's going to be hosted by Wendy Capitano and myself. It'll be featuring live performances by Scott William Perry, Frankie C., Stephanie Latour, Mono Groove, Night Moves. We got several each as the weeks go by. I get more information. I even understand that we're going to have the Inateca is going to be catering it for us. So this is going to be happening. Join in on the musical extravaganza as we pay tribute to all the local musicians and bands in the area with an annual award show. There will be music, hors d'oeuvres, refreshments. And of course, remember, the Elks Lodge has a bar. So now vote now for your favorite band or musician. All you got to do is go to Coastal Music Awards Facebook page for your voting ballot. You just copy, paste, and vote. And then you send it to coastygirl65@yahoo.com. Now voting is going to end on February 15th. So hey, hope y'all get out there and check that show out. This time it's going to be a fun one. Last year we did it, or I didn't do it. I wasn't involved. I went to it and covered a lot of promos for them, but they didn't have any music going on. And that was mostly because I wasn't involved. I messed up on that one. I didn't realize that's what they wanted me to do. But this year we got it all together and we got bands going to be coming. The awards are going to get up there. Some of the people who win in the awards are going to be performing. It's going to be really good time. Just going get it more professional as the years go by. I'll tell you that right now. All right. Hey, well, the 4-H is offering a soup, supper, and country auction. This is happening on Saturday, January 27th at the Del Norte Fairgrounds main building. Meals served at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Auction starts at 6:30 p.m. Adults, $8. Youth, 6 to 12 years of age, $5. And under age 6, free with your parents. Proceeds benefit the Del Norte County 4-H. All right. Oh, hey, it's now time for a bit of weird history with that wild man, Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here with another bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. This week I have two weird stories to share with you. Did you know that Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, the famous general who fought for Mexican independence and was known as the Napoleon of the West, had a body part buried in high military fashion? It's true. And here's what happened. After having his leg blown off by a cannon during a battle, General Santa Anna ordered his severed leg be buried with full military honors. It seems to me that he got a leg up on a bad situation. But wait, there's more. Did you know that the lonely tree of Tenor in Niger was known as the most isolated tree in the world, being as it was surrounded by the Sahara Desert? It's true! This tree was the only tree and a major landmark in 250 miles of nothing but sand. The tree stood there for 300 years plus, enduring harsh conditions and anything Mother Nature unleashed. Until 1973, when a truck driver managed to crash into it, completely destroying the tree. I wonder how much alcohol it took for that truck driver to finally find that tree. Well, mates, that's it for this week's bit of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it weird. All right, well, there's a couple wild stories. Thank you, Bushwhacker. Strange but true, folks. Strange but true. You wonder, there's a tree. I got to hit it with my truck. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. That's funny. That was too much. When I read that, I just thought that was too much fun. Okay, hey, you know what? We got Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of the Virginia Woolf is coming to the Lighthouse Repertory Theater. This is directed by Kirk Curtis and is starring Susan Daughtry, Howard Patterson, Stephen Scruggs, and Elizabeth Coburn. Now, Howard Patterson and Stephen Scruggs, done lots of shows with me. I've done lots of shows with them at the Chetco Playhouse and everything. Really, really, this is going to be a really good show. Howard is, he's awesome. This is happening on January 12th, the 13th, the 19th, 20th, the 26th, and the 27th. Oh, they're having cocktails. All right, the 6:30 showtime. And then, or let's see, cocktails at 6:30, showtime at 7. This is at 1072 3rd Street. Purchase tickets at the door or Del Norte Office Supply. This is PG-13, so the tickets are $15, and then $10 students and seniors. Okay, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? All right, hey, the same lady who thwarted the British Navy back in the day. Remember I told that story a couple weeks ago? It just dawned on me. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so hey, a New Year's dance party is going to be happening here. A New Year's dance party to usher in 2018 with the new hope that it brings. Let's see, that's going to be happening on Sunday. They had to cancel or switch the date. So now it's going to be happening on Sunday, January 28th. And like I say, better late than never at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. nonstop dancing. This is at the Checo Grange, Zimmerman Lane and Highway 101 in Harbor. Admission is $5 per adult. They got festive attire and goodies welcome. Snacks and refreshments will be available. For more information, call Mike, 707-951-8600 or Leventia at gmail.com. That's LEVENTIA@gmail.com. A New Year's dance party. Like I say, hey, at the end of the month, what are you going to do? You know, hey, this is what happens. All right, hey, we got the first, they had a cannabis cup here that went on like last month up there toward Pistol River, you know, that Town Buzz Tattoo was doing. I don't know how well that went, but they are having a California Oregon Jefferson Cup here, and it is coming to the Del Norte County Fairgrounds. This is happening on the 20th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Crescent City, Del Norte County Fairgrounds. You can call for more info, 707-951-2392. It's going to be a cannabis festival, basically. First one going on there in town. Beautiful. All right. So let me see. Let's see. We got, okay, so now we had Kat in here talking, and she did, you know, give some of the things going on in the library. But as I mentioned, they got a lot of January events going on at the Checo Public Library this month. I'll get that out right. They have In Science We Trust is happening. This is The Role of Science in Democracy with Gail Wells. This is happening on the 24th at 6 p.m. Americans have more confidence in scientists and doctors than in any group except the military. But citizens often mistrust science. Why is your relationship with science so complicated? Why don't we trust a field we respect? Science writer Gail Wells asks you to consider how science guides policy and how we can all use science to make better decisions together. So you can listen to writer Gail Wells. She'll be talking on, let's see, that's on the 24th at the library. Kids concert at the library is happening with Russ Olheim. That's on the 27th at 11 a.m. That'll be local favorite folk singer. Russ Olheim will sing songs and tell stories to entertain children of all ages. The presentation will be held Saturday, January 27th at 11 a.m. in the Checo Library's large meeting room. It's at 405 Alder Street in Brookings. Admission is free. For more information, you go to library, to checolibrary.org. You can go to the Facebook page for the library or go to checolibrary.org or to Checo Library or call 541-469-7738. Hey, isn't it funny? Monday all of a sudden starts kicking in towards the end of my show. All right, I made it this far. Jeez. Yeah, whatever I'm trying to say, that's at the Checo Library. Y'all know the place. All right, here we go. And then also, we've got the first ever Curry News and Views meet and greet is happening. This is going to be hosted by Jan Barbas on January 19th at 4 p.m. This is at the Checo Library as well. It's a chance to put faces to names and create some goodwill. So, hey, yeah, like I said, a lot of things going on. We still got a lot of things going on in the area. The Insider of Southern Oregon is going to be coming out this week, the entertainment newspaper, and I'm going to be getting those delivered. And it's got all this information and a whole lot more in it. And, you know, I'm just, Rose, I understand you're going to be, a little background here, Rose always comes, you know, my BAM lady. Yeah, that's right. Rose, you're going to come back, you're going to start producing again then? Is that what you're going to do? Come on as producer here for the Insider?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, see, it's all welcome. Rose Weiss is back in the house again. That's a beautiful thing. Awesome. Got Jeff and Tom, they're rocking it out with me and everything. We're going to have a good time here, bringing in the new year. Right. So, hey, I just want to thank you all for tuning in here, and because that's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Inside Report. Make sure and check out the other great shows on the little station that could, KCIW LP 100.7 FM, your radio dial. And you can always tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the spotlight on Petula Clark. That's right, the lady who does Downtown and Don't Sleep in the Subway, Darling. That's right, some really good songs from the 60s. And hey, she's still out there singing. So you can see the schedules for days and times and check out all the other great shows, including The Insider Report on kciw.org. All right, until next week, this is Bruce, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Darling, Ellis, signing off. Keep it real, spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey, you know what? I'll see you out there.
Bam!
There we go. Oh, a little bam from Tom over here, too. All right, everybody. Oh, Jeff threw one in there. Right. Sweet. Hey, all bams are good now, man. We're beautiful. Have a great, happy new year.
Music credits for the preceding show go to kciw.org/credits.